Good morning, students. It is your favorite professor here. You know me as what 1999, which is usually true, but you can call me Sloane. Today is Wednesday, November 10th, 2021, and I've just reached 1,000 subscribers, supporters, followers, whatever you want to call them, on Reddit. I put out a Google form last week asking for some questions that you might have, so I'm taking a few minutes this morning to answer them for you. So I'm just gonna hop right in, but I'm excited. So first question comes from a patron. Do you get satisfaction from us listening to your erotic audios? And if so, what kind of satisfaction? Fuck yeah, I get satisfaction knowing that there are folks out in the world listening to something that I've created. That is ultimately a part of me, an expression of me. And to know that that brings someone pleasure in whatever form that might take is, I don't know, gratifying. It makes me feel fulfilled, I guess, in a way that my desk job, my day jobs never will. I will probably talk about this a little bit later, but I really do love sex and always have. And I always used to like fantasize about working in sex as like a porn star or something like that as a much younger adult. And this feels like a happy medium for me to kind of hang out in for now. Next question. What is your favorite book? This is actually a really difficult question. I read a lot. I'm on book number like 70 something this year, and I don't even count some of them. So the best book I've read this year, maybe My Dark Vanessa, or Dune. I reread the first Dune again before the movie came out. By the way, how fucking good was that film? Arrival is like one of my all-time favorite movies, and I fucking love Villeneuve. And I guess another book I really liked is a series rather is The Chronicles of Dorsa by Eliza Andrews. Very anxiously awaiting the third book in the series. It's great if you love fantasy epics, but femme-centered queer fantasy, which is like even better in my opinion. But okay, real talk, favorite books, top five, top of my head. No particular order are The Silmarillion by Tolkien, The Murmur of Bees by Sofia Segovia. Either Salem's Lot or Needful Things by Stephen King. The House of Spirits by Isabel Allende has always been a favorite. Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Yeah. Oh, and The Ocean at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman. That book made me feel like a lot of things I haven't felt since I was a kid, so it's a good one and a short one. That doesn't really answer the question at all. There's no one favorite book in that list, but there you go. Favorite board game? That's easy. Sequence. Favorite movie? That's hard, too. Maybe Bram Stoker's Dracula by Francis Ford Coppola. I never get tired of watching that movie. It's fucking beautiful. I had to hop in really quickly here and make like a quick edit. The only bad thing about that movie is Keanu Reeves' fucking atrocious accent. Okay, hopping back in. But also, Pride and Prejudice is a comfort film. The one with Keira Knightley, not the older like series one. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the one with Ivan Ooze from the 90s. Anyone who knows me in real life knows that I fucking love the Power Rangers, so I guess that's kind of one major tell right there. Yeah. Next question. What is the best concert you've ever been to? Maybe either Tash Sultana or Explosions in the Sky. I really like watching live music that makes me feel things. Does that make sense? You know what I mean. And both of those artists, groups, definitely make me feel a lot of things. Do you see yourself doing this long term? I suppose this is in regards to doing erotic audios. Why not? It's fun, it's interesting, and, you know, it's a rather safe way to express myself, to explore my sexuality, to help other people explore theirs, which I think is really spectacular also. I was a listener of Gone Wild Audio before I became like a poster there. And I really value the way that this medium of erotic content is, it like feels extremely personal, even though it's not. I mean, it can be, I suppose, but yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's got like an intimacy with it that you don't really find in a lot of other erotic medias, that I think is really cool. And like I said before, I've always loved sex, like a lot. And this feels like a really good and safe way to continue to love sex and to explore, my sexuality, but in a way that's maybe more mindful of my current boundaries, my career, etc. Let's see, next question. Best prank you've ever pulled. I'm so sad to say that I'm not really a prankster. Humor is something that I've actually always kind of struggled with. A to the neurodivergent folks in the back. I also grew up in a house where I would like get into lots of trouble for doing things like pranks. So I don't think that's really a muscle I ever got to flex as a kid, and now it's like really weak in adulthood. Yeah, not my forte, unfortunately. Who are your favorite musical artists? That is an easy one, actually. I am like always listening to music. The National, Fleetwood Mac, and Florence and the Machine. Death Row Meal. That's morbid. I don't know. Maybe like a margarita. Ooh, a buffalo margarita pizza. Okay, so a margarita pizza with buffalo mozzarella from this place in Oxford. I was unfortunately slash very fortunately blessed to live like 40 seconds away from, called White Rabbit. That, or like a fuck ton of pork and cabbage dumplings and some noodle dish, maybe. Or like homemade pretzels and cheese sauce. I love carbs a lot. Next question. Greatest accomplishment of your life. Jesus. There was a time when I would probably say that my academic record and, you know, my degrees were my greatest accomplishments, but I'm coming to learn that maybe that shouldn't be the case for me personally. So I guess so far, maybe my greatest accomplishment is, you know what, let's put a pin in that one. I'll say that I hope this time next year my greatest accomplishment will have been that I will have finished this godforsaken novel that I'm writing. Other than this, what are your hobbies? My greatest hobby is reading, truthfully. I also really like to do things that occupy my hands. So color, like I love coloring and coloring books. baking bread, that sort of thing, I guess. Last TV show you binge watched? Just rewatched The Haunting of Hill House, and will continue to rewatch that annually until I die. I binged Attack on Titan earlier this year and am so fucking excited for the final season to come out in a couple of months. I have not read the manga, so do not know how it's going to end. I have a lot of feelings and a lot of thoughts about it, but I'm anxiously awaiting the actual viewing experience. Ooh, also just watched the third season of You, which was like a massive trip. I don't know if any of you have watched it, but I was like extremely shocked that it went the way that it did. the first episode ended very differently, but I do appreciate that they kind of took it in a different direction than the other seasons. I've read that they started filming, like, before the third book came out from the author, and so it's a little different, but I haven't read them, so I don't know. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? Take a guess. Introvert. Massively. Not always ideal, but it is what it is, and I've come to love it. Relationship deal breaker. The refusal to communicate honestly, I think that's a big one. And that goes for all relationships, friendships, family, work, romantic, all of that. Favorite podcast? I am sadly not much of a podcast person. I prefer audiobooks. What the fuck is that? I prefer audiobooks, actually. Though I used to listen to Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard a lot when I was at uni. Not so much in the last couple of years. I think COVID kind of, turned me off of things. Well, a lot of things, but kind of initiated the shift over to audiobooks. Your favorite holiday? Am I allowed to say my birthday? I think my favorite holiday is Halloween. I know for sure. Halloween is definitely my favorite holiday. Go-to guilty pleasure. Raw cookie dough. Is there any other kind of cookie dough? Cookie dough. Cookie dough is my guilty pleasure. Favorite season. I'm a slut for autumn and winter. Mostly autumn, but any season where it's cold, where I can wear cozy shit is my jam. Definitely. Do you actually come when you're recording? That's a good question. I actually have kind of always wondered if VAs do or not. Not to ruin the movie magic, so to speak, for you, but if it's an audio where I'm coming only once, then yeah, it's almost definitely real, authentic. But if it's an audio where I'm voicing more than one character, probably no more than one of the orgasms is actually real. Maybe two, if I'm really feeling it. if I'm coming more than a couple of times as a single character, probably no more than one or two of those orgasms are real either. I'd be really curious actually to know the answer to that for other VAs. I've never published a Ramble FAP though, so I'm gonna assume that those are authentic on behalf of their name. But and for like hysterical literatures and things like that, those are also definitely real. It's kind of the whole point. What makes you feel safe? Noise canceling headphones, my weighted blanket, big cozy sweaters, low warm lighting, and sleepy time tea. Do you believe in love at first sight? No, I don't. I strongly believe that love takes a lot of work. I certainly believe in desire, in lust at first sight, but I don't think that you can actually be in love with someone without really knowing them. Or else you're really actually only in love with the version of that person that, you know, exists in your head and not the real person that exists as like a complete and flawed individual. And I don't even know that I would call that love, really. Being put on a pedestal feels like shit, so to speak. So don't do that to people. And, you know, if you find yourself doing that to folks that you have romantic interest in, try to ask yourself why. And maybe like go to therapy if that's something that is within your means, because that can really fuck both or all parties involved up. love is complicated. Love is hard. Love is so rewarding and can feel easy at times. But I think real love takes time. It takes trust. It takes vulnerability, honesty, compromise, and all these things together create intimacy. And not even intimacy guarantees love. But, for me, and I'm sure a lot of folks, it's kind of critical. That's a long answer to your question, but hey, that's what you're here for, I guess. Final question. Have you ever been in love? Yes, I have so many times. I've always been the kind of person to have really intense friendships, and I do absolutely fall in love with my closest friends. Not in like a romantic or sexual love, but you know, the friendship love, companionship love that fills you, brings you comfort, closeness, happiness, that allows you to feel real joy, you know, over their accomplishments and sadness over their losses. This love too requires work, but a much different kind of work. And I think, you know, it's really so worth it. Real true friendships are hard to find, and they only get harder as we get older, it would seem. But it's so worth the work and the effort to have, you know, your person or your people that you can share your life with outside of your romantic relationship or relationships. In terms of romantic love, what I think is probably what this question was getting at, I have fallen into a deep and heady romantic love exactly once in my life, and I feel like the luckiest girl in the world for it. Shivers. Okay, students. That's all from me today. Thank you to those of you who asked questions. I really enjoy getting to interact with you. It makes this vast internet world feel just a little bit smaller. I hope you all have a wonderful night. And I've kind of been scouring through scripts that have been posted months and months ago by some really talented scriptwriters I've seen. So I'll be recording those after I'm done with this, and look for a new release in the next couple of days. Thanks, guys.